Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We're still living with inflation. Energy prices may be down a little, but they're still very high. The food that we love costs much more. Ground beef surged up 11% from last year, bacon up 9%, chicken breast up 24%. From the farm and ranch perspective, our prices need to go up. Our costs of raising the crops that feed our animals continue to hit new peaks. I don't think that we can escape this inflation anytime soon. We have legislative issues on the agenda now that could shake everything up. 17 Republicans helped the Democrats pass a $280 billion subsidy for the semiconductor industry. And I know we'd like to produce more semiconductors because we don't like depending on China so much. Well, President wants to spend even more money. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin had been holding that back, but he surprised everyone by signing on to support a huge new bill. The tax part of this bill is supposed to raise $739 billion, and here is what they say it will do. Impose a 15% corporate minimum tax, and it'll allow Medicare to negotiate prospective drugs prices. Of that new revenue generated by the legislation, $369 billion will be spent on climate and energy programs. It does include tax credits if you buy electric vehicles and $64 billion for extended health care. The bill does invest $40 billion in agriculture, forestry, rural communities. Half of that $40 billion will be spent to encourage green farming practices, cover crops, carbon sequestration, and so forth. The bill will be spent on rural electric crops and renewable energy. It's clear that agriculture and rural America is getting enough money out of the package to attract some support. If the bill would really deliver $300 billion deficit reduction, that would be wonderful. Here's what I think. Big spending in the already passed bill will just pour fuel on the inflation fire. But the second bill, which may or may not become law, is very different. I'm not against taxing some of the biggest corporations that seem to always find a loophole to avoid taxes. Also, I've always felt it was been unfair that other countries can have cheaper prescription drugs than we have. Well, of course, that's because their governments negotiate with the drug companies, and we don't do that. A $739 billion bill is a lot of money. It will be very difficult to get it passed. Republican members of Congress are fighting it, and I like the fact that we can raise some money to deal with our deficit, but I'd hate to be spending so much money. The name of the bill has a good sound, though, Inflation Reduction Act. Until next week, I am John Brock from Washington.